After the high school shooting in Florida in mid-February, President Trump suggested arming teachers as added security against such events. But the idea was largely rejected. A new documentary that will be screened tonight in Northampton, Massachusetts, says in some school districts, teachers are indeed carrying guns, and in some cases, so too are school bus drivers, custodians, and other staff members. Kate Way is the co-producer and co-director of the film, G is for Guns.
I have a background in education. I was a teacher for over 20 years, mostly at the high school level, and I have a doctorate in education, and I'm just very interested in what's happening in our public schools. And when I realized that this was happening, this trend of arming teachers, I wanted to learn more about it and started researching it. And that led me, along with my co-director and producer, Julie Akrit, to a small city in western Ohio that has been arming their teachers and administrators since 2013.
And what did you find? What did you learn about this? What did the staff think of this? What did the teachers, the fellow teachers, and the parents of the students think of this?
Well, there definitely was some controversy, as you would expect in the school district. Some of the teachers were very uncomfortable with the plan and did not want it to be happening. Well, others were strong proponents of it. We were surprised to not find more controversy coming from Massachusetts, where I think this would be met with, you know, great controversy were it to happen here. But there's a pretty strong gun culture in rural Ohio, and the people who did speak out against it had sort of just come to accept it as a given. It was voted in by their local school board, and the teachers union grieved that plan and brought it all the way to the state labor relations board, but they were turned down and told that it was not a change in their working conditions. And so, you know, by the time we got there, they had been doing this for over a year and were growing the plan. And it's also happening in many, many other school districts around Ohio and in several other states.
Has this been done in the open? This was not some secret plan. I mean, it was approved by the school board. Was there open debate before this happened?
Well, it was approved by the school board. And in the case of Sydney, it was made public. However, it's not required for it to be made public. That was sort of one of the most shocking things we found in our research, was that in Ohio, and in fact in many states, school security plans can be made in executive session and not made public. And so as we were researching for the film, we talked to many, many other superintendents of districts where they had implemented similar plans and the public had not been informed. So in fact, there are parents in Ohio and probably in other states sending their children to schools where there are armed faculty and staff and parents are not aware of that.
What do you hope this documentary does when people view it?
Well, a couple of things. I mean, we certainly hope to bring light to those the fact that this is happening and the ways in which it's happening, sort of as I was just describing. And then more than that, we really want this to be a catalyst for discussion about the larger social and political and economic forces that have gotten us to this place as a society where this is even being considered, let alone practiced in a number of our public institutions. And so we just really try to raise those issues in the film. It's a short film, but we're, you know, traveling around with the film, doing screenings and trying to open up discussions.
Kate Way is the co-producer and co-director of G is for Guns, which will be screened this evening at 6 at the Academy of Music in Northampton, Massachusetts. The film will be followed by a panel discussion.